Assalamu alaikum, sweetest friends. We are continuing our shiur on the topic of Tova v'sheretz b'yado, and we l'schus moshiuta m'peshadina. We saw in the previous shiur that Kabbalah l'haba is also an inyan of strengthening your connection to the mitzvah. It's not just a concern that you're not going to do it, but by saying you're going to do it, you make a kli kibble. You strengthen this kashrus, the connection you have to the mitzvah. Same with avera. When a person is doing an avera, it's not only the inyan of tshuva to be makabel lahava, not to do the avera, but the inyan is to be poresh menachet. And as we see that kabbalah lahava is not only in the world of tshuva, but a person's in the middle doing a sin, like Rabbeinu Yonah says, as we learn, that a person's mesiata v'derech lo tov, he's a rangitan in sin, so he has to be makabel upon himself to stop sinning, to be parish menachet, just like Rashi says he has to return the gezel. So too in the world of mitzvahs, a person's makabel upon himself to do mitzvahs, because that strengthens not only as a concern, not only takes a shua, not only as a concern that he's not going to keep the mitzvah, but nachmer, more than that, makes a kli kibble. It's not only shliut chiyuvi, makes a kli kibble to strengthen his connection to the mitzvah, but there's more to it. Rabbeinu Yonah teaches in Shaar Sheni, Derech Shlishi, when the Pachad Yitzchak Maimer Dalet Perek Beis, he brings the Rabbeinu Yonah. Rabbeinu Yonah says that when a person listens to the Musar of the Chacham, and he says he's going to keep whatever they say, he goes from darkness to a great light. He does tshuva, becomes a different person, he transforms himself, and the moment he decides he's going to do it, it's as if he already did it. As it says in the Gemara, and in the Pasuk, Yud Beis Chavches Shmos, Vayechov Yasav Bnei Yisrael, Bnei Yisrael do the Karban Pesach. What, they did it immediately? They only did it on the 14th of the month, like Rashi brings. Rather, the moment they were makabel upon themselves, do it as if they did it. So just saying you're going to do something in the future, Kabbalah Haba, makes it as if you already did it. So this is a big Yisrael, the Shtarka Inyan of Ratzon. Just the very Ratzon that you have already makes you consider it as if you did the mitzvah. Von Rubabas, Rabbi Nasser, Rabbi Neona continues, Kol Shemaisim, Rubin Chomasu, Chomasu, Miskayemis. Everybody whose Maisim are greater than his Chachma, his Chachma last. Shenemar, Naseh, V'nishma. First is the Naseh, Maisim, and then the Nishma, the Chachma, Bira, Dover. Because a person who's Makabal al Nafsha, Belev Neman, Lishmor, Velasa, Pia Torah, Sheyarua, a person who's Makabal self to keep the Torah, Yesh, Biyadu, Menayim, Azeh, Schar, Al Kol HaMitzvahs. This person has from this day reward for all the mitzvahs. Al Asher Shama Aznu B'Divrei Torah V'Haven Lahem. Al Advar Mesher Lo Galu Aznu Aleim Adan. All the mitzvahs that he knows about, he doesn't know about. Tzedek Lovash, he's wearing righteousness, and he's Konis Chus Al Aniglois V'Al Anelam. And then he's keeps going back to the Mechichim, and he's Maskil, and they tell him what he did wrong, how he can fix himself. So his chachma is meruba, his maisim is meruba mei chachmasa. He just wants to be a good boy, he wants to do the right thing. Gemara Kedushin says, ulechoshevei shemo. Amar Abasi, a person just thinks to do a mitzvah and he's not able to do it, it's as if he did it. So Rabbeinu Yonah is saying more than the Gemara Kedushin. The Gemara says that a person's makabel upon himself a certain kiyum. He wants to be makayim a certain mitzvah, and he's not able to. Rabbeinu Yonah says anything. A person is makabel upon himself. I just want to do the right thing. As if he already did it. So that's the chiddush of Rabbeinu Yonah. However, what's the chiddush of L'choshev Shemo over V'yelchu V'yasu B'nei Yisrael? V'yelchu B'nasu B'nei Yisrael means that they went and did the Karban Pesach. Chazal say they didn't do it yet, they only did it on the 14th of the month. No, they were makabel upon themselves to do it as if they did it. But L'choshev Shemo is the same thing. You're makabel upon yourself to do a specific mitzvah as if you already did it, even if you're nanas v'lo asa. So what's the difference? Rabbeinu Yonah's chiddush is that even b'chovas b'ltim mesuyamim, even things you don't know about, you can already be considered as if you did them. Whereas the Gemara says only things you know about, Rabbeinu Yonah's chiddush. But what's the chiddush in the psukim, in the yalfusis? The pasuk brought by Rabbeinu Yonah is Vayelcho V'yasu B'nei Yisrael. The Gemara says L'chosh V'shmo, both are talking about a makabel upon yourself to makayim a certain mitzvah as if you already did the mitzvah. So what does L'chosh V'shmo add on to Vayelcho V'nasu V'yasu B'nei Yisrael? Rambam in the second parak of Vilchus Tshuva Alocha Beis writes, "Umaya Tshuva Sheyazel Vachotei Cheto V'Yasir Machshavto V'Yigmar Beliva Shlo Yaseu Od Shneimar Yazel Rosh Darko V'Chein Visnachim Al Sheovar Shneimar Ki Achrei Shuvi Nichamti V'Yoyel Lav Yedei Talumos Shlo Yoshiv L'Chet Hazel Le'Olam." What's Tshuva? You leave the sin. You remove it from your mind. You decide in your heart you're not going to do it again. As it says, Yazel Rosh Darko, and also Yishmi Visnachim Al Sheovar. Not only you remove it for the future, but you also remove it in the past. You have regret. And then the Yodea Ta'alumas, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, testifies about you that you're never going to do this sin again. So the Mefarshim already talk about this idea, this Eidus, that you're not going to be Shav L'Chedez El Olam. Is Shayich to Kabbalah Lahaba. In other words, you Kabbal upon yourself in your heart, so you're never going to do it again. Made of Yodea Ta'alumas, that you're not going to do it again. That's Kabbalah Lahaba. And the Rambam, is that Shverkant? The Rambam brings it in the context of Yisnachem al Sheavar. Yisnachem al Sheavar. That when you regret the past, and the Yodea Taluma should be made, you're not going to do it again. According to two different directions. This person's a Misnachem al Sheavar. This person has regret about the past. And then comes around the Rambam and he says, and the Yodea Taluma is going to be made, you're not going to do it in the future. But this man, Yodea Taluma, he's not going to do it in the future, Shachti, the Avod of the future. And here he's talking about the Avod of the past, regretting the past. If we look deeply, it appears that in every yishtabdus and ischaivus that's done by another lachavero, it could very well be that the reason that caused the kabbalas ischaivus is going to be bottle b'shas milu ischaivus, and then a person is only mamale his chov, he's only fulfilling his obligation because he promised. Even though the reason that he accepted upon himself to do this no longer is extant, no longer exists, but he does it anyway because he said. It's that Shmir Shmir's Diburo, the Yosomer B'Diburo. And we see this also with ourselves. A person's faithful to his own personal decisions. That's Paul in his Nefesh, that he's going to do it. He says he's going to do it, and he does. So because of this, we have this understanding that also Inyan of Kabbalah Lahaba. It means you want to be Paul on your Nefesh. This koch of ne'amonus la'achlotas atzma. In other words, you're accepting upon yourself to do something in the future because you're going to be faithful to what you said. But the truth of the matter is that the emotional and spiritual content and meaning of the avod of Kabbalah Lahaba is much deeper. Chazal say, there's a reason we do a suda l'kiyum mitzvahs mila. Shimon Gamliel says, any mitzvah that makabel b'simcha, like mila, sasan ochim b'sechem v'shal rav, simcha, we still do it b'simcha. Any mitzvah that makabel b'ktoto, like arayis, v'yishmames v'yishmol sham b'ochel m'shpachoysav, v'lisvim shuchoysav, they're upset that they have to keep arayis, they still do it b'ktoto. The lek ksub is nishkin ksub, l'orim v'y tigra, there's always a fight. Whenever there's a marriage, there's a fight about money. Dok v'tishkach, there's always money issues. Why? Because we are Makabal Arayas Patigra, so we still have Tigras, we still have these quarrels. Shabbos Kuflam and Amud Aleph. So it's clear that the issue here is not Schar V'Oinish. And the Simcha is not together Schar Alamitz. Oh, we were Makabal B'Simcha. We're going to keep being Makayim then B'Simcha. No, the Mahalach is Azoy. The relationship of Kiyum to Kabbalah is the Yachas of a Pri to the Garin Hazria. The Yachas of the fruit to the seed that was planted. Kabbalah Lahaba and Avodas Hashem is opening up our souls to absorbing this seed of blessing that is in what you are accepting upon yourself. That you're motzi lepoa, that you carry out what you accepted upon yourself, is just an inyan of hishtalshalus, just like woman's pregnant, so the light is an automatic. It's mishtalshel min ha'ibur, tzmichas mishtalshel min ha'zriya. But the inyan of kabbalah lahaba is making yourself a kli for the bracha of what you accepted upon yourself to do. So it's not just a matter of, oh, I'm going to keep it in the end. Of course, he says you're going to keep it. It's included, but it's deeper than that. The very fact that you accepted it upon yourself, that makes yourself a kli kibbul for this bracha. So just like in natural smicha, we have this chok of lemino, and not only that, the nature of the child is talui in how the mother was feeling when she received the seed. In other words, the child's going to be like the mother, like the parents, but it's also very talui in their feelings, in the parents' feelings. So too, when they had the mice of creating this child, so too, when we do a mitzvah, when we were kabbal a mitzvah b'simcha, that is moli, that's like the heroyon, that's like the pregnancy, the conception of this mitzvah, and then it continues on that mahalach. So for makabal b'simcha, we were osa vaitir b'simcha, eitz pri osa pri lamina, meaning that kabbalah lahaba, that was proper at the right time, at that time, and afterwards wasn't carried out, it's not just an inyan of Sheva al Taisa. Your Mevatel, as he said he's going to do X, he didn't do it, he was passive. So Sheva al Taisa, he was okay. No, it's Nachmer, it's much more than that. Rather, it's a Maisav Akir of Chaim Shenikl to Kvar B'Makorah. There's already been life that's been absorbed here. You're makabel this mitzvah. So that's life. This Kabbalah gives it life. And if not for the Akira, it would go automatically. Wow. So that's the union of Kabbalah b'simcha. Kabbalah b'simcha is that just the Kabbalah itself already gives it life. Not to do it afterwards is uprooting what should come automatically. So the klal is that Kabbalah Lahaba that we speak about in the context of Avodas Hashem, a proper Kabbalah Lahaba, is not proper unless it creates a situation that the realization is already implanted in the nature of this matter. In other words, you're Mekabel Lahaba, and it's going to naturally bring you to a point where you're going to carry this out, because it's already life, it already started its life, just the Kabbalah already gave it life. This inyan you're going to do, you're makabel upon yourself to give tzedakah, to learn something, so just the Kabbalah already gives it life, and then memele you're going to carry it out. The person doesn't carry it out, it's not just a bitul b'shev al taisa, it's more than that, it's uprooting life. So we learn then that the Rambam is very meduyak, ad shiara v'yodea talumos b'nogea v'charata l'ovar. Because in Ogea Kabbalah Lahaba, there's no reason to add this Osafa. That's the essence of Kabbalah Lahaba. What's Kabbalah Lahaba? The person says he's not going to do a sin. Memela! Memela! Lo yashuv l'cheid hazeh le'olam. Ubevadei shel dino shel davar zeh, hu kamo b'chol ha'dvarim ha'mesurim l'lev shel kol ha'torah. It's pashut like anything else, any other darvish of a leiv. Any other darvish of a leiv, God has to know what you're going to do. God, only God knows. God sees into your hearts. So this is not to be found in Hilchos Tshuva. Only b'nogea l'charata al ha'avar, that the whole inyan is a stira between the ratzon of now and the life that you lived before. There we have to have a shir. How deep is your Ratzon now? How deep is your Ratzon now? You know how deep your Ratzon is? Your Ratzon is so deep. It's not time you have tsar in the past. It means that the stira between the Ratzon of now and your previous life is so sharp that if you would have had this Ratzon now and it stays with, if you will have this Ratzon now and it stays with you, you'll never be able to do it again. It emerges then that with respect to charat al ha'avar, this situation of shulei yashuv l'zeh ha'chet le'olam is a shear in how much charat do you have. How much charat do you have to have about the past? So much charat that if I was in that situation, I would right now, that situation, I would never do it again. No matter what, I would never do it. Masha'en Kain, Kabbalah Lahaba, that's the Metzias of Kabbalah Lahaba. The Metzias of Kabbalah Lahaba is that you're going to do it, you're a Makabal upon yourself to do, or you're not going to do it, you're a Makabal upon yourself not to do. When it comes to Charata Ala Avar, how much does the Charata have to be? How much does the Charata have to be? Stam, you regret doing it? More than that. You regret doing it so much so that you'll never do it again. So that's why the Rambam put it in the context of Shlo Yashu Lezeh Chet Leholam. In Charata Ala Avar, even though it looks like Kabbalah Allah, said no, it's a Shir in Charata Al Shav. Moreover, we can learn our Chiddush Gadol, because these words of the Rambam that require Achiyadol Vidya Talum Sheshul Zekis Laod are knowing even in an instance that the Tshuva was Miskala Lemaisa and was Miskayim Befoil Mamish. Because Bepshuto would appear that these words of Ad Shiyoid Olav Yodea Talumos is only what the Rambam spoke about in the previous halacha, Ezui Tshuva Gemura, Zeshbal Yadu Dvar Ve'erisha Averbo, Ve'ef Shabi Yadu Lassos, Appear Shulas of Bnei Tshuva Lom Yer Vlom Bikshal and Koyach, Kets Dvar Bal Shal Hisha Biba Ve'ero, Lachas Man Siach Edima, Avoim Ba'avos of Bekoy Ba'ba, Ubekoyach Gufoy, Umdina Shavarbo, Appear Shulava, Zeo Bal Tshuva. So what's Tshuva Gemura? He has favor that he did, same matziv, same koach, same woman, still is attracted to her, same place, same time, not after the same time, but he didn't do the aveira. That's a Baal Tshuva Gemura. And on this comes a Hosafa, that if the aveira didn't come to your hand, your tshuva wasn't revealed to a person who can see with his eyes, he's still a Baal Tshuva. Why? Because the Yodea Ta'alumos should be made, will be made, Shalosha L'Kislot. As the Rambam seems to be saying, that even if the Tshuva wasn't Misgala L'Maisa, it's still going to be a good Tshuva because HaKadosh Baruch Hu is made. That's what it seems like. But according to what we said, that's not the Tzura of this Limud. Because Lamito Shel Dover, even though a person did an Aveira and he stopped because of tshuva, he did it before. In other words, like we said, that this is knowing, this yodea, shiara yodea talmud shel kislaot, is knowing even if the tshuva was miskala lamaisa, was miskayim before mamish. In other words, this person was poresh machmas tshuva. And even when he's poresh machmas tshuva, we still need the edus of the yodea talumos that he'll never do this aveira again. Let's explain. Because from this klal, that the tshuva is in the same place, in the same medina, same time, same circumstances. So it's a very, very tamu azach. It means that the more chomer the aveira is, the tshuva is going to be easier. Why? Because the onesh of not wearing white is more chomer than the onesh of not wearing tcheles. Because white strings on your tzitzis are much cheaper. Since white strings are much cheaper, so when a person doesn't wear white, it's more of an avera than not wearing tcheles. Tcheles, we understand, it's a fortune. But white tzitzis is cheap, so how could he not do that? So the onesh of that is greater. So let's see. You have two people. One was Mevatel Love and one was Mevatel Tcheles. Now, we want to know how to do Tshuva Gemura and these two Averas. So we have to say that the Tshuva of the first one, who didn't wear Lavan, he's doing Tshuva when he's Mekayim Mitzvahs Lavan. In the same circumstances, he was Mevatel Love before. The Tshuva of the one who didn't wear Tcheles is a Tshuva Gemura when he's Mekayim Tcheles in the same conditions that he was Mevatel it before. Well, Bevadai, the Kiyum Mitzvahs Lavan is more Kal than the Kiyum Mitzvahs Tcheles. So it emerges that the Avera Chamura has an easier tshuva than the Avera Kala. And this makes absolutely no sense, that the Avera Chamura is going to have, what's the Avera Chamura? Lavan is going to have an easier, why is Lavan an Avera Chamura? Because it's cheaper. It's going to have an easier tshuva than the Avera Kala, which is Tcheles. Why? It's very simple. Because the person who was over B'mitzvahs Lavan would not have been omeid in the Nisayon of Mitzvahs Tcheles if he was not omeid in the Nisayon of Mitzvahs Lavan, which is easier to do. So he's not going to be omeid in the Nisayon of Mitzvahs Tcheles, which is harder to do. And if he would have been Nichshol B'emes in the Nisayon of Tcheles, it wouldn't have been enough for him to do Tshuvan Lavan. In order for him to fix the Tcheles, he has to wear Tcheles. And if so, now that he was over on Mitzvahs Lavan, why is it enough for him to do Tshuva on the Mitzvah of Lavan? Because we said that the Mitzvah of Lavan is a bigger Avera. And in order to fix this bigger Avera, he has to do less of a tshuva. Why is it less of a tshuva? Because all he has to do is lava. All he has to do to fix this is lava. Now, this person who wasn't wearing lava also wouldn't have worn tcheles. He also would have been vato tcheles, because obviously, if he wasn't keeping the easier lavan, so then he's not keeping the stronger tcheles, right? So it emerges then that when he fixes the lavan, he's on a madrega now where he wouldn't be keeping tcheles, so he fixed lavan. Now it's easy to fix lavan. But lavan's a more chamar avera. So it's easier to fix the more chamar avera. Now he wouldn't have been Mekayim Tcheles, this person who was Mekayim Lavan. Since this person who wasn't Mekayim Lavan wouldn't have been Mekayim Tcheles, so how do we let him off with just Lavan? We're letting him off easy. He did a more Chamar Aveir of Lavan, and we're letting him off with the easier Tshuva of Lavan. And he wouldn't have been Omer in the Nisayon of Tcheles. If he had Tcheles, he wouldn't have worn Tcheles if he wasn't wearing Lavan. So he wouldn't have been Omeid and the more difficult Nisayon. So then how do we let him off with this easy tshuva of just Lavan? Make him do Tcheles. Since he would have been over in Tcheles, so how do we let him off with just Lavan? So it emerges that the Madregas Nisayon of Tshuva is Gefi Madregas HaNisayon Shel HaChet. The test of Tshuva is like commensurate to the sin. It's hard to accept, because if it's a lighter Nisayon, the sin is more serious, and then the Tshuva is easier. Right? So let's take Lavan. Person is not wearing lavan. How does he fix that? By wearing lavan. So it's a chet chamor, and he's getting off of the tshuva kala because lavan is cheap. And how do we allow that to happen? That for a chet chamor of not doing lavan, we let him off with an easy tshuva of wearing lavan, and he wouldn't have worn tcheles, which was harder. And yet we still let him off with Lavan. So how do we say that if somebody was over, was Nichshol, and he wasn't Omeid B'Nisayon Kasha, tshuva is not enough until he's omed b'nisayon chamor, like the nisayon of the sin. And if somebody's nichshal and he wasn't omed b'nisayon kal, then it's enough for it to be omed in nisayon kal. Nisayon chamor is included in nisayon kal. If he wasn't omed in the nisayon kal, then he's also not going to be omed in the nisayon chamor. So how do we let him off when he was over in nisayon kal, to fix it by being omed in nisayon kal, by successfully passing this easy test? If he failed an easy test, he would have failed a harder test. And now to let him fix it, we let him fix it with an easy test. What's the logic? Where's the logic? How do we say that the tshuva is easier because the sin was bigger? So it's muchach from this that we don't care about proofs. So it's true that even if somebody was shoved b'tshuva gemura, b'oisa perik, same time, same woman, same time, same place, same station, as they say, so his maisa hacheit is a proof to a madrega of kishalom that's greater than the proof of the tikkun of tshuva gemura. Because we can always be mitzayer a maisa chet with a greater nisayon. As if we're in the world of proofs, when somebody was omeid, when somebody was over on a chet b'nisayon kal, you can always assume that there would be a nisayon chamor that he certainly wouldn't be omeid on. He certainly wouldn't successfully pass. And yet, how do we let him fix it? With the very same nisayon that he was over in the first place. But what does that prove? So that proves, let's say on a scale of 1 to 10, this aver was hard, it was a 7. So he passed now with a 7, but if he was even more severe, the test, an 8, a 9, a 10, who said he would have, the first time he wouldn't have passed it, certainly, because it was a harder test. So who said he's going to pass it next time? So the answer is, that's not the way we look at it. Tshuva gemura, there's no hochacha and a more chamor. All he has to do is pass this same test. We just want to know that there was a change in this person. So if we see that in the same circumstances, he was nichshal the first time, he wasn't nichshal now, he's a baal tshuva. However, if we would know that when he did tshuva, he was only poresh from that very same nisayon, and if the nisayon was more difficult, he wouldn't have been omeid b'shas ha-tshuva, so his tshuva is not kihilchasa. It's like a chet b'nisayon ha-tcheles, and he was shav b'nisayon de-lavan. It's a chet b'nisayon de-tcheles. It's like he sinned the easier sin. He sinned one sin, and he's only doing tshuva on lavan. In other words, he's only making a tikkun, because the tikkun of lavan, the tikkun, the tshuva of lavan, is much easier than it is treles. So if we know that if the nisayon were harder, he wouldn't pass the test, and now he only passes a lighter test, that's like somebody who's nichshal in treles. And how's he mitaken that? With the lighter nisayon of lavan, doesn't help. Just like this person was nichshal with this isha, b'osu zman b'osu makom. But if we know, that the circumstances were different, and it would have been an even harder nisayon, so he was nichshal with her, and there were people in the other room, he was a little bit afraid, so that was that was a lighter nisayon, because there's still the chashash that somebody's going to come in on him. But let's say mamish, nobody was around, and he's not worried at all. There, he definitely wouldn't have passed the test. And then the next time around, also, there are other people in the other room, so he's concerned they're going to come in, so he doesn't do it. So in such an instance, the din is that he's only been nisayon kal. But who says if it was a nisayon chomer, he'd be omid? So if we know that he wouldn't be omid on the nisayon yoser chomer if there was nobody around, then that's not true tshuva. If we know. Because the ratzon of the tzadah tov v'asiyas ha-tshuva doesn't reach the depths of the ra b'shas aveira. So it comes out then that the achi yodea lav yoyde lav yodea talumos is a hosafa on what's mefurish in halach aleph. In other words, even somebody who's balei ado dvar aveira and he's shav b'tshuva gemura, God still has to be made on such a person. In other words, ein achinami. We don't look at hochachos. We just see the person. He fixed his aveira. He fixed his aveira. But if God knows, and that's all he has to do, but if God knows that he wouldn't be omed on the heart of nisayon, then the tshuva is not a proper tshuva. He did a chet kal and he fixed the chet kal, and Hashem knows that if the circumstances were different, he would be over. And now he makes this tikkun, because if the chet was kal, then the nisayon is more kal, then the tikkun is easier. But if Hashem knows that if the circumstances were different, he would not stand the test, then that's not true tshuva. So when a person's fixing it, it's not only if Maisa lo bali yado, and God just looks into his heart, because who says he's going to get the same girl, same time, same place? No, it's more than that. Even if he does, he is with the same girl, same time, same place, and he fixes it. If God knows that if the circumstances were different, he would have done the Aveira, then that's not considered true tshuva. Because again, in his original Aveira, he did, let's say, a lighter Aveira. But if the circumstances were different, if they were more chamer, if it was more difficult not to do this Aveira, he certainly would have been nichshel, he certainly would have done the Aveira. So therefore, when he fixes it, he also has to fix it to the point that if the circumstances were different, he wouldn't have done the Aveira. God has to testify about that. So as far as we're concerned, as long as he doesn't do the Aveira with the girl, then he's considered a Baal Tshuva Gemura. But if the Yodea Talumos knows that he wouldn't have withstood a more difficult test, then that's not considered Tshuva. It's not considered Tshuva Gemura. So even when it came to the Yodo B'Maisa, Maisa B'Li Yodo, and there was this girl, and he passed the test, that's not enough for us. We also have to have the Yodea Talumos saying, doesn't have to do before all the harder tests. He doesn't have to pass before all the harder tests. But God has to look into his heart and see if he would have passed before all the harder tests. But all we don't look at ochachas. We just say he passed the test. That's enough. He doesn't have to pass a harder test. But God has to look into his heart and say that he would have passed the more difficult test. Because the first time he also would have been nichshel in the more difficult test. Boy, is this deep. And just like in Kabbalah, Ahab of Baal Tshuva, what this means is we're being yotzer koach ben nefesh that's going to be omet lefnei kol madregas hanisyonos hamitzrakshus ubayim adli deosa madregas shalamalim imenu kvar begeder onus patr menatim. In other words, you're makal upon yourself, you're going to do it till you mamish begeder onus. So too, that Kabbalah of a tzaddik meikaro that Avos Rabbi Nosson is talking about. And we had the Avos Rabbi Nosson. They were talking about somebody, the Jews said they're going to do the Korban Pesach. And they only did it on Yadalit, because they already did it now, because they were makabel upon themselves. 4 days before, Basara. So that's only such a Kabbalah that's kollel all madrigas of Nisayon. That was the Jewish people were makabel on the 10th. But Yelchov Yasu, no matter what, come heaven or high water, we're going to do this Karban Pesach. Now this that it says, Choshev Lasus Mitzvah, Venenas Velo Asa, Choshev Shemo, you thought to do a mitzvah, you didn't do it, you got credit for it, Malo because of Kilo Asa. What this means is that even a Madregas Kabbalah Lahaba Yachasit that isn't all made before all the Nisyanos, it's still as if you did it. It's as if you did it with those Nisyanos. There's Makabal upon himself to do it with certain Nisyanos. The Pasuk considers it as if you did it with those Nisyanos. Because those Nisyanos wouldn't have stopped him. When it comes to Vayelchu Vayasu, that's called all Madregas HaNisayon. It has to be a very strong Kabbalah there. What's the Kabbalah? That no matter what happens, we are going to be Omed, and all just like we saw with the Baal Tshuva. He's going to be Omed now on all Madregas. That's what Rabbeinu Yonah is talking about. Rabbeinu Yonah is talking about being Makabel upon yourself to Mekayim Mitzvahs with all the Madregas of Nisyonos. Vayelchu Vayasu. And the Choshev Shemo says that a person who wanted to do a mitzvah and was nenas and lo asot as if he did it, that's even if he wasn't Makabel upon himself all levels. Even if he was only Makabel upon himself certain levels. He said, you know, if A, B, and C happen, I'll do it, but if D, E, and F happen, I won't do it. And then D, E, and F happen, it's as if he did it. Because he was Makabel upon himself only to a certain extent. But the Avos Rabbi Nosson, the Rabbeinu Yonah brings down that you're Makabel upon yourself for the future, that's talking about all levels. That you have to be Makabel upon yourself, that no matter what, the Jewish people said, we're going to keep this mitzvah no matter what. And Rabbi Yonah says that in the context of tshuva. He's mekabel upon himself not to do any averis. So the concept of not doing any averis means on all levels. And then he's mamish me afeilu or gadol. And this choshev adam lasus mitzvah is saying a chiddush, even not on all levels, you still get credit for the mitzvah. So Rabbeinu Yonah is telling us, you know what type of kabbalah to make? Because Rabbeinu Yonah here is telling us about a kabbalah not to sin. You know what type of Kabbalah you have to make? A Kabbalah that's going to stand to withstand all tests. And therefore Rabbeinu Yonah says, you got to be Makabal Musar, Makabal upon yourself. You want to be Chochmas and Rubim and Maisa. Accept upon yourself not to do it in the future. And I'll bring you a Raya. Look at the Jewish people. They said they were going to do it on Yudal and on Yudin. They only did it on Yudal, and it's as if they did it. And that's Kol Shemaisa, Rubim and Chochmas, Chochmas and Miskayemis. But that's the type of Kabbalah you have to have not to sin in order to be a proper Baal Tshuva. And not just, and that's and also with mitzvahs. That's the madrega you have to have when you're makabel upon yourself mitzvahs. So the best madrega is that no matter what's going to happen, you're going to do this mitzvah. He doesn't bring down the Choshev Shema. So when you're makabel upon yourself to do the mitzvahs, you're makabel yourself under all circumstances. No matter what, no onus is going to stop me. I'm going to withstand all the nisyonos, all the madregas. That's mitzvah the mitzvah, and also mitzvah the avera. I'm gonna withstand, because he's talking in the context of avera. We said that's the true Baal Tshuva. I don't know what tshuva b'al tshuva is. Somebody's going to withstand all the averis. So if in the context of somebody who's going to withstand all the averis, he says, I'm not going to do it again. Also, when the Rav Eliyahu talks about b'tzad ha-chiyuvi of mitzvahs, I'm accountable of myself to do the mitzvahs as if I already did it. It means on all levels, I'm going to do it no matter what. It doesn't bring down the l'chosh v'shemo, which is only on certain levels. That means... that would mean that you only have to be makabel, but you want to be chokhmas and rubim and ma'isav. You want to be makabel upon yourself to do mitzvahs on certain levels. No. Rav Yoni here is talking about averis. Averis is, I'm not going to do it on any level. And so to mitzvahs, I'm not going to do it on any level. And that's how you get to be chokhmas and rubim and ma'isav. But if you're going to say, I'm going to be makayim the mitzvah, but only under certain circumstances, but if I have really difficult, it's really hard for me, I'm really tired, it's really expensive, whatever it is, I'm not going to do it, then that doesn't count as chochmasim rubim imaisiv. So these tzaddikim, that they're always looking to be mekabel lahava, to have this besod hakayomus, nishbati v'akayema, to be mekayim the mitzvah no matter what, and all mitzvahs, because we always want our meisim to be merubim mechochmasa. How is your meisim? Maybe I was saying chach merubim meisim before. I don't know. It's hard to hear myself. You want your chachma to last. Make sure your meisim are more. How do you make sure your meisim are more? Can you say I'm going to do the meisim no matter what? And then your meisim are more than the chachma, but it has to be no matter what. All madrigas. Unlike the Chosh V'Shemo, it's only certain madrigas. I'm only going to do the mitzvah of X, Y, and Z. Still, ma'ala lava kasav as if you did it. But you want to be on the madriga of ma'isav meruva mechochmasa, that your deeds are greater than your chochma. You know how to do that? You have to say, I'm going to be mekayim the mitzvah no matter what. On all levels. So this is a very, very, very tief maimer dalit in the Pachat Yitzchak on Yom Kippur, and we should all be zochataka lilmo du lelamid lishma lasas that are maisim shemru mechokmasenu. We should makabel upon ourselves and mamish. We're going to do the mitzvahs no matter what. And when it comes to averes, we're makabel upon ourselves the madjerega that no matter what, not only in this circumstances, but even more chomer tests, we'll withstand those tests. Atchiyada le'adea ta'alumus. Amen v'yamen. Shalom, shalom, sweetest and most beloved friends.